After enjoying the unique, incomparable privilege of having God as their king and leading them to victory innumerable times, Israel makes the worst, most appalling, and irrecoverable mistake. They demand a king and, as usual, reject God outright. Before gasping in horror over their action, let us remember that Israel's responses to God mirror the actions of a large number of churches and Christians today. In the current context, rather than submitting to the Lordship of Christ, we choose earthly attractions, losing out on peace and security on a different level. As Samuel is deeply distressed, God answers, "It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king." 1 Samuel 8. In his Lord warns of the consequences and even helps Israel to choose their king. Saul is filled with the Holy Spirit and even prophesies. 1 Samuel 10, 9 and 10. However, as power gets into his head, God has to reject him and tear the kingdom from him. 1 Samuel 13, 12 to 14. In response, rather than repent, he only tries to save face by asking Samuel to please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. 1 Samuel 15, 30 and 31. His soaring start with the Holy Spirit is contrasted to his flailing finish with an evil spirit as he seeks a medium's guidance. In 1 Samuel 28 verse 7. Well before Saul's end, the next king, David, marked as the man after God's own heart, 1 Samuel 13, 14, is anointed. He also starts strong by being honored by God, by being the surprise choice above his older brothers in 1 Samuel 16. Honored by the king, when he was so successful that Saul gave him a high rank in the army, 1 Samuel 18 verse 5, and honored by the people as the women dance and sing after the soldiers victoriously return from battle, 1 Samuel 18 7. His key success factors in his famous Goliath battle, chapter 18, are a single mind. He was highly focused, nothing could deter him. A single motive, verse 46, that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Even today, God is looking for someone to anoint. Perhaps not as physically visible as Saul and David, but spiritually. Someone whom the traditional leadership and population of Christianity may barely consider. Does God's opinion of us or man's opinion of us disturb us more? What drives us? How focused are we to fulfill his purposes?